We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Tom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
It is Tom time. So Barbie, almost every holiday we see a Barbie story. And it is amazing to me to see how toys change year to year. I'm not sure what the hot toy this year is, but Barbie now has a Muslim Barbie addition to it. And it's going to be interesting to see. Mattel's pretty good, but Barbie has gone through, I don't know, it seems like 45, 50 years of Barbie, maybe more, and different ways to try to tie into our buying habits. The Barbie in a hijab, though. See, I'm sensitive to Barbie's bigger than just a doll and all. How much has been made over the impact girls have by seeing Barbie and the type of body Barbie had and the whole thing associated with it, right? So is this a tolerance Barbie? I see it as a very limiting Barbie. I see if you're required to wear a hijab, heaven forbid even a veil, I see that as limiting. And the very same people who talk about that, like the Handmaid's Tale, you know, the TV show, and it's always the Christian groups. And there are some Christian groups, Koresh was one, where these things are limiting toward women. Now, unless there's kidnapping or duress, people have a right to limit themselves if they want to. But I reject the notion that since we see some religions limiting women, second-class citizenship and all that, that's what I see this as. And I wonder if you do too. And it's fine, just be consistent. If you think women should be in this, if it's all about it's a free choice, nothing wrong with that. I agree with the choice part, but I also think the religious part is diminishing, limiting. Let's go to Stan in Newport, New Jersey. Hello, Stan, welcome in.
Hey, Dom. Good morning.
Morning.
When it comes to some company like Mattel investing in developing something like this, most of the products that they make would be more universal for all children, all girls.
So, wait a minute, though. They're expecting people to buy this whether they're Muslim or not.
Right, but the thing is, you'll know the answer when 6 months down the road, they're all in the clearance bin.
Well,
whether
to sell dolls or not. What do you think about the idea of this, though, Barbie and the Barbie line are seen as kind of role models, right?
Well, making it sectarian isn't exactly something that's going to be a model for success for them. I don't really think that will create a success for them, because now what you're doing is, you're excluding everybody else.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Is there a Barbie nun? Is there, you know, a Barbie that has the Star of David on it somewhere? You know, is there a Barbie that has any of the other religions?
That's a great point. Yeah, where is the Barbie nun? Well, these are people that are everyday women. They're not taking a vow, I guess they would say. But your point is well taken. If you're joining a religious group and you're devoting your life to that, I get it. But if you're telling me you're an everyday woman, you're not being diminished by that, I flat out reject it.
Yeah. Barbie has always been a symbol, as far as I'm concerned, of like freedom, you know, like the playfulness of women,
mm-hmm.
that they, you know, could go to the beach. They could go and, you know, and there are even the houses and stuff. I mean, Barbie came out in 59. I wasn't even born yet. You know, I was born in 61.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, my sister, when we were little kids, she had a few Barbies, you know, and then Ken, and then all the other little attachments and everything else. But none of them were based in any kind of religious bias in the way that they were done.
Absolutely. I couldn't tell you if Barbie's an atheist or not. I don't remember Barbie in church or the church that Barbie goes to. 855-839-1210. Love to hear from women on this, too. Did you have Barbie dolls? And he's right. You saw Barbie astronaut, Barbie business executive, Barbie beach house. Ken, you know the jokes. We're not going to go there. But I think this is a breakthrough, and I think it's the type of thing that you see around the faith. It's fine if people want to do this. I'm not saying they're being coerced into being forced to wear head coverings and stuff of that nature. But I see it, and the whole nation of France has even decreed it, as limiting, as diminishing to women. It's got to be that you got to cover yourself up. That's why we see popular hits on TV, The Handmaiden's Tale and all that stuff, wins big awards, because that's about a cultish faith, vaguely, I guess, Christian, something like that. And that's diminishing toward women. Okay, I find this to be universally diminishing toward women here. How could it not be when you're put into a system where men are dominant and this is just the outward sign of it? And Barbie now, it's going to be fascinating to see if this sells. There's not necessarily a big enough market for Muslims to make this a hit. Maybe if huge numbers of Muslim families bought this for their daughters. I don't know about that, though. I don't see the connection to Barbie there. That might be a bit of a stretch. But Mattel is very clever, and what they've done with Barbie over the years, despite the outcry, if it goes back to 59, Olympic fencer Ipthithaz Mohammed is quite a doll, literally. She's thrilled to have inspired Barbie in her likeness. Especially proud, the doll will be the first Barbie to wear a hijab. This is a childhood dream come true. The doll is part of the Shiro line, and they say they're excited to honor her with a one-of-a-kind Barbie doll. Continues to inspire women and girls everywhere to break boundaries. I don't see this as inspiring someone to break a boundary. How, in what universe? I see it as diminishing. Is that bias? Or is that accurate? Or isn't this part of what we see, not all the time, but in significant numbers in Muslim countries? I wonder if this Mohammed doll will be able to drive a vehicle. As you know, just recently in Saudi Arabia, we started to see some breakthrough where women in some circumstances might be able to drive. Need I mention even some of the more horrific things that women face in various countries? So to pawn this off here and to say, if this were another faith requiring this, last caller's right. Is there a Hasidic Barbie or something like that? Are you going to see that? Let's see if Barbie does it. As a role model, as something significant, something that people would buy and see, as little girls are getting a good message here. All righty, 855-839-1210. You'll get a line. AT&T and Verizon Wireless. You just push pound 1210, you're going to get on board. Jordan Cooper will be coming by shortly from Sonesta Hotel, our host for the Feast of the Seven Fishes. We're going to run down the menu and what you get in the valet complimentary parking. You can't beat that. Let's go to Joe in Downingtown next on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Joe.
Hey, how you doing?
Good.
Yeah, I just have like one question.
Sure.
The question would be, when this Barbie with the jihad gets into a convertible as a driver, who's going to get sued when someone's offended?
Well, that's right. Yeah, I don't know what experts Mattel talk with here about how they can mix and match and where they can go with this. Joe, I get your point, but I guess they talk to experts. I don't know what the doll can do or what accoutrements. You know, every doll has stuff that comes with it. Will this person be able to drive Barbie's car? Depends on the country, I guess.
Well, I'm just wondering about the kids in here in this country where everybody mixes and matches their toys.
Right. Well, yeah, I think there could be a sensitivity test here ultimately. But you got to give Mattel cutting edge, though, as far as thinking about different things to sell toys, keep the Barbie image going. It's astounding, the array of things and the amount of things that you need to be up to date on Barbie. I judge this, there's not going to be enough of a market here. Although, I just want to see the feminists and others, how they're going to process this. Since the attack on, you know, Barbie's always been a negative thing for little girls, then Barbie shifted toward doing things that women do while still being feminine. How about this one? Is this necessarily something that is uplifting? I see it as diminishing. But free, you can make a choice. If you want to put yourself in that situation, it's America. Knock yourself out.
Tom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.